she had told me she knew him. He said, if you have got Lori Reed, you've got a jewel. He said, she's one of as good a nurses as I ever saw. But he knew her at the sanatorium. She had all them other years half younger since he knew her.
Definitely.
She's a good nurse, and she smiles, and she's friendly all the time. She's been with me over 2 years, and I've never seen her look nor act like she was the least bit fretted about anything.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, that's a good kind of person to have around you.
Sure is. Sure is. She lives in Mendon Hall?
No, she lives out in the country, about 3 miles back out in this direction. Her daddy was a farmer. And he bought a right smart of land before he died, and I think on his deathbed he divided his land among his children, made them deeds to so many acres and so many, and she got her part. Well, when she found out she couldn't nurse no more, she had remarried to Bob. Her first husband was a. And so her and Bob moved a trailer. They come back here and bought them a house trailer and set it up on her land. And he is a disabled fella. He's retired on disability. Something wrong with his back, I don't know what. But they're both highly respected by white people here because they behave themselves and they're good workers, and both of them seems to be very religious. And I haven't got but one thing against her. I think she's too high with her work, but my children don't want me to let her go. I don't have to go after her. I don't have to take her home. She's got her own car. And she'll do anything in the world that I ask her to do, and a lot I don't ask her to do. She just comes in, takes hope, and goes ahead. But I wouldn't recommend her to anybody just for a cook, because she admitted to me yesterday she never was trained to cook.
Yes, ma'am.
She said when she was at home with her dad and mother, her work was in the field with her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got grown, she went to nursing. Well, now I have to watch after her and tell her a lot of things. She can cook some things good as anybody, but not everything. And she don't love to cook desserts.
Mm.
And I feel like I've lost my meal if I don't have a dessert.
You're a big dessert eater, huh?
I told her yesterday I was going to give her a lot of recipes, and she's going to have to learn. And I said, if I get down here to where I can get up, I said, you're going to have to learn how to cook me some beef.
Mm.
And she just laughed. She may think she's going to get out of it, but I'm going to try her.
I don't blame you. What kind of things do you like for dessert?
Well, the things that I'm not supposed to have. Now, the doctor tells me I can eat plain pound cake anytime, or just plain what we call sugar cookies, or egg custard. Some people call it egg pie, but it is a custard, you know,
mm-hmm.
baked on a crust. And I like all of that.